17th, 2009, and the time is 7:05 p.m. At this time, we'll go ahead with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'd like to ask our fiscal officer, Mr. Myers, to lead us.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, at this time, we would like to have a moment of silence in honor of two local fallen soldiers, Private Zachary Myers and also Staff Sergeant Shannon Smith, who were both recently killed in Iraq. Okay, we'll just honor them with a moment of silence. Okay, thank you. Does the fiscal officer have anything to report?
Yes, we do. First thing I'd like to ask the trustees to approve the September 3rd, 2009 regular trustee meeting minutes that you've all reviewed.
I make a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of September 3, 2009.
I'll second. Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Ms. Cotter?
Aye. Motion carries.
Secondly, I'll present to you for your signature. Again, I know you've had a chance to see the August 2009 financials. There are a few notes on here. There's a few not recorded deposits that we've not got to the bank yet for when we closed this, or hadn't shown on this statement, I should say. And there was a posting error of 30 cents. It's been adjusted in there as well, so you'll see that in adjustments. We had put a check in the bank for $692.63. They posted it with 93 cents. The bank said they weren't going to change it, so we just adjusted in the system to make it right.
Okay.
So, and currently, balances of $13,782,004.55. And our investment accounts for all the accounts is $13,462,734.39. And then our primary checking account is $319,270.16. And everything is balanced and reconciled.
Okay. That's great.
And I will send these down for signature. Next, I'd like to ask for consensus not to request a hearing on a Division of Liquor Control request from the Red Bank Food and Beverage. This is much like the last one we received. It's there's no need for a hearing on this. So I'm just asking for your, there's no resolution needed either. I just need you to say that's fine.
Okay, should we
just
do a motion?
Roll call. You can motion it.
Okay. I would like to motion to not have a hearing for a liquor license for Red Bank Food and Beverage.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Ms. Cotter?
Aye. Motion carries.
It's not a new license, it's just a renewal of it.
Oh, renewal, sorry.
Yeah, so it's not, that's why the hearing's not really necessary. Thank you. I do have a purchase order that I'd like to ask you to approve. Actually, it's a blanket. And the reason we do it as a blanket is this is for, as part of the union allowance for uniforms for 2009. If we don't do it as a blanket, we end up having 16 to 18 different POs. So we put all the folks that are part of this onto, from the fire department, onto one blanket for $4,400. And that's for uniforms for the year.
I move to authorize a 2009 annual blanket certificate in the amount of $4,400 for the Genoa Township Fire Department for the 2009 uniform allowance in accordance with the labor agreement.
I'll second. Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. And lastly, I do have a then and now purchase order to DataPath, Inc. This is for our HSA transactions, the health savings account transactions. We always have this because the money is paid and we owe the money by because they debit the accounts for us and pay it out for us, and then we refund the account. So this is then and now for $4,135.33 to the health savings account transactions for August of 2009.
I move to retroactively authorize a then and now purchase order to DataPath, Inc., in the amount of $4,135.33 for the August 2009 HSA transactions.
I'll second. Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye. Motion carries.
And that is all I have. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Myers. We'll move on to administration. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Mr. Wise. Is there any public comment today? Not seeing any volunteers. Now we'll move on to administration. Thank you.
Good evening, board. I'd like to thank the large crowd we have this evening for attending. I have a few items on my agenda this evening. First off, I'd like to start off with some purchase order requests. The township is expanding, getting a new look for their newsletter. We did some enhancement last year, and we found that for a minimum amount of money additionally each month, we will be able to change the looks again and provide a full-color copy newsletter to the public, which would be much more appealing, readable, and we're excited to see the change. The new vendor, which we would like to use, is Keller Tech Document Solutions. So I'm asking that we will be voiding out the Alpha Graphic purchase order for the remainder of the year for the newsletter and rewriting it for Keller Tech Document Solutions. So I'm asking that the board approve this requisition this evening.
I move that we issue a purchase order to Keller Tech Document Solutions in the amount of $5,400 for 2009 Township newsletters in accordance with account number 1000-110-344-000.
I'll second. Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. This purchase order should also get us started for the next year, so we'll carry over the purchase order. Secondly is a then and now purchase order that I'm requesting. This is for our township legal counsel, Downs, Fischel, Haas, and Kemp. It's an accumulation of several months of invoices, revamping the invoices so that they're easily readable to the township. So I've held off payment until I've clarified a lot of line items with this law firm. So I'm asking for a then and now purchase order for Downs, Fischel, Haas, and Kemp for $31,963.47, which will accumulate the months of May, June, July, and August.
I'd like to make a motion that we issue a then and now purchase order to Downs, Fischel, Haas, and Kemp in the amount of $31,963.47 for legal expenses in May, June, July, and August of 2009.
I'll second. Any discussion?
Roll call. Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Ms. Carter?
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Next, on behalf of Bob Matthews, I'd like to request that a purchase order be approved for Paul Peterson Company. Paul Peterson will be newly resurfaced Jaycox Road. The road needs to be painted immediately. Paul Peterson was the only one in the area that we could find that would come out and stripe the road up to our specifications. So we're asking that the purchase order for $42.91 be approved.
I move that we issue a purchase order to Paul Peterson Company in the amount of $4,291 for the striping of Jaycox Road.
I'll second. Any discussion?
Roll call. Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Ms. Carter?
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Now, moving down to item number 2 on my agenda, October 1st marks the period of time where the township's general liability insurance needs to be renewed. We have solicited a couple quotations. One was from our current provider, the Ohio Plan, Reinhardt, Walters, and Danner, and the second one was from the OTARMA organization. Both firms were very responsive, took the time to explain all policy to the township, including all vehicles, buildings. Everyone spelled it out clearly. In the search for this, I've had Trustee Engelson involved with me since he is an insurance professional. I'd classify him. And at this time, I'd like to present both of these bids to the board for your recommendation tonight. The invoice or the bid from the OTARMA plan was $58,840, and that would be for a $7 million umbrella for the township. The Ohio Plan, Reinhardt, Walters, and Danner, their bid was $61,485. Now, I'd like to mention that we currently are using the Ohio Plan, and their quote from last year was in the $65,000 to $66,000 range. So their premium has dropped significantly from last year, probably around the $5,000 range. Reviewing both policies, if I were to make a recommendation, I would go with Reinhardt, Walters, and Danner. Since I don't have the liberty to vote on these issues, I'm asking the board now to make the decision.
Mr. Wise, I have a question. What is the umbrella for the Ohio Plan?
$8 million.
$8 million.
Okay.
And then there's a big difference here between the policies, and one is an occurrence policy, which is the policy we presently have. The other is a claims paid policy. And a claims paid policy basically means that if you opt out to leave that company, you take your open claims with you. So you have to carry that exposure with you to your new company and buy additional premium to protect yourself. Paul and I listened to both these gentlemen explain their programs in great detail, and they both did a good job, but I've always been in favor of an occurrence policy because you know what you're getting for right then and there. Mm-hmm. And you're not exposed potentially to something else later on. The Ohio Plan has, I believe, about 900 members.
Yes.
Of government entities throughout the state of Ohio. The OTARMA plan has, did he say 700 or
somewhere around there?
It's similar, and they both have pretty high retention rates in the area of 90% or more of their individuals. The Ohio plan has no potential for assessments. The OTARMA plan may have a potential for an assessment of member companies. So,
what do you mean by an assessment?
If losses exceed a specific amount, then that plan may go back and assess its member companies for that additional amount.
To take a share in the loss.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
The township's been with the Ohio plan for 13 years. They've been very good with the township. The trustees have had a lot of faith in their abilities as an insurance agent.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion that we issue a purchase order to renew our policy with Reinhardt, Walters, and Danner in the amount of $61,485.
I'll second. Any further discussion?
There also could be an additional $300 credit on this policy for certain
safety
courses that we attend.
Okay.
We'll be utilizing that discount plan.
Roll call, Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Next, number three is dealing with a privacy statement. We began discussion of this last meeting in September. And the disclaimer notice was a notice that came directly from the prosecutor's office. If I recall, the board seemed very satisfied with the disclaimer notice. And the other notice, the privacy statement, was taken directly from the state of Ohio. I have taken the form, applied the Genoa Township wording to this form, basically removed state of Ohio and applied Genoa Township. And it's now exactly as the state of Ohio is, except for that change.
And this looks good.
We have also, just for your information as a side note, have been in discussion with other entities that have used the social media methods of networking with their citizens. And just in your packet as a piece of detail. I've included a sample of Westerville's policy.
Have you had a chance to read it?
No.
Oh, okay.
So I know it's a lot to read here tonight, but it's something that maybe you might want to address in a future meeting.
Okay, and it's also about professional conduct in terms for using social media, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So at least this evening, I'd like to ask the board that we would incorporate these disclaimer notice and privacy statement onto our email and website.
I'd like to go ahead and make a motion to approve the Genoa Township privacy statement and disclaimer notice as presented by the administrator this evening.
I'll second.
Any further discussion?
Roll call. Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Ms. Cotter?
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Number four on my list, I'm asking that the board approve purchase order for Halloween supplies. We are anticipating a much larger crowd than last year. Since the function will be held in the afternoon, and I'm assuming that'll be before the local college football team game, I'm sure families will come out and utilize our function as a nice family event. So we're anticipating more candy being utilized. The purchase order will be for Halloween or Halloween open house for candy, supplies, food, bouncy inflatables, games, etc. Supplies needed to make the event successful. We're asking for $4,500. We usually don't spend nearly what we ask for, but we want to have additional candy on hand this year to allow for
extra
children.
Visitors.
Yes.
It is going to be on a Saturday, so. I'm sorry,
that's a lot of candy. I move that we issue a blanket purchase order for our Halloween open house for candy and other supplies in the amount of $4,500.
I'll second. Any further discussion?
Roll call. Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Ms. Cotter?
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Next in your packet of information this evening, there's a stapled, which is actually two things that need to be accepted. this evening. It's dealing with the Freeman and Route 3 intersection. It's in it's information that was sent by Delaware County Engineer's Office, and this information will be utilized to assist the township to participate in the Ohio Public Works grant. The first is an authorizing legislation dealing with the township preparing and submitting an application. So I'm asking the board read this and pass this legislation this evening.
I'd like to make a motion to authorize legislation in the matter of authorizing Township Administrator Paul Wise to prepare and submit an application to participate in the Ohio Public Works Commission State Capital Improvement and or local transportation improvement programs and to execute contracts as required on behalf of the Genoa Township Board of Trustees. Whereas the State Capital Improvement Program and the Local Transportation Improvement Program both provide financial assistance to political subdivisions for capital improvements to public infrastructure, and whereas the Genoa Township Board of Trustees is planning to make capital improvements to the State Route 3 and Freeman Road intersection known as Project DEL-3-2.78, including construction of turn lanes on State Route 3 and minor improvements to Freeman Road. And whereas the infrastructure improvement herein above described is considered to be a priority need for the community and is a qualified project under the OPWC programs, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Genoa Township, one, that Paul Wise is hereby authorized to apply to the OPWC for funds as described above, and two, that Paul Wise is further authorized to enter into any agreements as may be necessary and appropriate for obtaining this financial assistance.
I'll second.
Any further discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye. Motion carries. And then doing the cooperation agreement too?
Yes.
Okay. I would also like to make a motion to approve a cooperation agreement between Delaware County and Genoa Township for DEL-3-2.78 Freeman Road and State Route 3 intersection improvements. Genoa Township and Delaware County hereby enter into a cooperative agreement to submit an application to the Ohio Public Works Commission for the DEL-3-2.78 Freeman Road and State Route 3 intersection improvements. Genoa Township will provide funds totaling 5% of the total cost of the improvement. Such funds will come from the Permissive Motor Vehicle License Fund. Delaware County, through the county engineer, will provide funds totaling 5% of the cost of the improvement. Such funds will come from the Road and Bridge Fund. Delaware County authorizes Genoa Township to be the lead applicant and to sign all necessary documents. Genoa Township agrees to pay its percentage of project costs as invoices are due. Delaware County, through the Delaware County Engineers OPWC Grant Enhancement Program, agrees to pay its 5% of the cost through the Design Engineering Services contract and any balance toward the construction of the project as invoices are due. The Delaware County Engineers OPWC Grant Enhancement Program is a dollar-for-dollar local match up to $50,000. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the respective boards enter into the cooperative agreement stated above.
I'll second.
Any further discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye. Motion carries.
Pat, there is a certification of funds form that needs your signature. I believe there's also two forms there for your signature. Actually, I'm sorry, one would be the county auditor. Second would be our township.
Okay.
If this could be signed this evening and left with me, I've got to send these over to the Delaware County as soon as possible for their application. Next, I would like to ask the board that recognition be made to local school districts for their excellent report cards that they've received. And I'm going to pass the ball over to Trustee Cotter for the self-explanatory resolution.
Okay. Yes, I would like to motion to approve a recognition of Genoa Township's excellent school districts. Whereas the Big Walnut Local School District received an excellent designation from the Ohio Department of Education on their 2008-2009 school year report card for meeting 29 of 30 state indicators while receiving a performance index of 101 of 120. And whereas the Olentangy Local School District received an excellent with distinction designation from the Ohio Department of Education on their 2008-2009 school year report card for meeting all 30 of 30 state indicators while receiving a performance index of 105.1 of 120 and met the adequate yearly progress standards. And whereas Westerville City School District received an excellent designation from the Ohio Department of Education on their 2008-2009 school year report card for meeting 27 of 30 state indicators while receiving a performance index of 99.9 of 120 and met the adequate yearly progress standards. And whereas the Genoa Township Board of Trustees are proud of the excellent service that our local school districts provide Genoa Township residents. Therefore, be it resolved, the board hereby recognizes the excellent performance of all three of the township's public school districts. And be it further resolved, the board hereby thanks each district school board staff and students for making Genoa Township a nice place to live. This resolution shall be in full force and effect immediately upon adoption.
I'll second.
Any further discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye. Motion carries. Congratulations to all three school districts.
Proud to have two students in the Westerville School District. I think they get a very nice education. They're doing very well.
Yes, mine are in Big Walnut.
There you go. Also this evening, I'd like to just briefly pass the ball over to Trustee Dave to discuss the mission statement of the Finance and Audit Committee.
The Genoa Township Fiscal Advisory and Audit Committee has completed its mission statement. And I'm not going to read the entire thing. I'll just briefly go over it. The Township approved and State Auditor Recommended Advisory Committee has three different areas it goes into. A is compliance, to monitor and review the township's accounting and financial reporting practices. B is control, to review the annual budgets of each township department, review the consolidated budget, review all long-term budgets. And C is forecasting, provide financial advice for future tax levies. Assist in the presentation and preparation of an annual state of the township fiscal report and make recommendations on the foregoing to the trustees. This mission statement is very clear in what the role of this committee does, and me being the trustee member, I'm honored to serve on it with the six volunteer members and Mr. Wise and Mr. Myers, and I think that its work will go a long ways towards ensuring, assisting the trustees and making sure Genoa Township is in a sound financial condition. I did notice that in this mission statement you gave me, there has to be one change here.
Okay.
That is, it should be providing financial advice instead of analysis.
Okay.
I don't think there's a need for a motion. This is what we discussed.
I don't know if we ever made a motion, though.
Right. Think we should make one?
Never hurts. Okay.
I move that we approve the mission statement for the Genoa Township Fiscal Advisory and Audit Committee as presented by Mr. Wise, with one change under forecasting. C, forecasting one should be changed to provide financial advice for future tax levies.
I'll second. Any further discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Engelson.
Aye.
Ms. Cotter.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. I think the committee has been meeting monthly. There is a meeting coming up this Saturday in the Township Administration Office. And a lot of work, good work being done in committee. And the Pat's reported a good budget with us so far. And the financial condition of the township is very strong.
That's right. The financial condition of the township is strong. And I think that this committee is going to help us move forward in our long-term planning and our long-term strategic planning. Okay, should we move on to the census?
Yes. Okay. Next on your list of items there is the census. We do have two representatives in the township working on this, and also one state committee person with the census. I'm going to let her give the report on this evening.
Okay. I went to the state committee on the state complete count committee for the census, and Ohio has their own committee, and then Delaware also has a local complete count committee as well. I attended both of those meetings, but the most recent one was the Ohio State Committee. And I just want to remind people that the census is coming in March. Please fill out your forms. Every household should get a form. It's only going to be 10 questions. If you fill it out, return it right away. That'll help conserve tax dollars, because if you don't return it, then they're going to come to your house and ask you to answer the questions anyway. So definitely want to return it when you get it. The other thing is, I was concerned that with all the new growth in Genoa Township as well as Delaware County, that people wouldn't get their forms, because I wasn't sure if the Census Bureau would have accurate records of all the addresses. And then when I was at the state committee meeting, I'm trying to think what day it was. I don't know. I think it was Tuesday of this week. Sheree, let's see if I can, her name's a little hard to pronounce, hold on. Sheree Elami from the Delaware County Auditor's Office was there, and she gave a presentation as part of the best practices for the Census Bureau, and I was amazed. Their GSI mapping system is incredible. And I think that most of the other people in the committee were also very impressed with the advanced technology that our auditor's office is using. They were able to provide the Census Bureau with an additional 10,000 addresses that the Census Bureau did not have a record of, and that's after they did address checking. So if that's a big difference, you know, that's about 30,000 residents that would have gone uncounted if they hadn't received their form. So just to give you an idea, in Genoa Township, Delaware County was able to report an additional 1,503 addresses that the Census Bureau was unaware of. And I have some maps here in case anyone's interested. The blue on the map is what the Census Bureau knew about. All the red on the map is what the Census Bureau didn't know about. So if you're interested, I have extra copies up here. I just think it's really important that everybody fills out their census form. It's important for our representation. It affects how much representation we have in government, as well as any tax dollars that we might qualify for funding from the federal and state government. So it's just a really important thing to do, and I was glad to see that the Delaware County Auditor's Office really has the situation under control and keeping track of all of our new addresses and new development. So does anybody have any questions about the census? Remember,
how they miss so many?
I really wonder about that, because I think that the post office, I would think, would be supplying the addresses. So I'm not sure why that many were missing. But I'm glad that, you know, the county is able to double check their file and add what's missing. They also corrected a lot of addresses as well. And that could have resulted in people not getting their forms too. So
I believe there is form D-1746 that the Census Bureau has sent over to us that a local public official, I believe an elected official,
oh, yes,
will need to fill out.
That's right.
As part of this process. So I will pass that on to the trustees and ask that
new construction program. And I think that actually the auditor's office contacted us to see if we would agree to allow them to update the Census Bureau on new construction, because the Census Bureau does want to know about new construction that might be inhabited by the time the forms come out. So I think I would like to motion that Genoa Township will allow the Delaware County Auditor's Office to respond to the Census Bureau's inquiries on new construction.
I'll second.
Any further discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Mrs. Cotter?
Aye. Motion carries. I think that they really seem to have it well in hand, so.
Right. And we will, whenever the census people do come knocking, if they do need assistance with some office space, we'll try to facilitate them any way possible. Maybe possibly over here in the hall, creating an office for them or something, like finding a cubicle or some space.
That'd
if they
great.
Need it.
March is when the form comes out. It's only 10 questions.
Lastly, on my agenda this evening is just some recognition for an employee. Back in June, the board hired Tyler Biederman. He is an intern that's been helping out in the administration and zoning offices, and he has been doing a heck of a nice job. And we'd like to recognize him with this resolution at this time, if the board is willing to pass this.
Yes, I'd like to motion to approve a resolution in appreciation for Tyler Biederman's service to Genoa Township. Whereas Tyler Biederman began work for Genoa Township on Monday, June 15th, 2009, in the Development and Zoning Office, and whereas Tyler Biederman was hired as a temporary intern for 3 months' tenure, ending on Friday, September 18th, and whereas during Tyler Biederman's tenure, he demonstrated hard work and dedication to assigned tasks, including entry of nearly 20,000 files into the township's document management system, assistance with potential development site visits and zoning inspections, support at township community events, and whereas Genoa Township staff and officials will truly miss having Tyler Biederman as part of the Genoa Township team. Therefore, be it resolved, the board hereby wishes to acknowledge their appreciation for the hard work and dedication that Tyler Biederman has given Genoa Township, and be it further resolved, the board hereby recommends Tyler Biederman be to potential future employers as a loyal and devoted employee. This resolution shall be in full force and effect immediately upon adoption.
I'll second.
Any further discussion?
Thank you, Tyler.
Yes, thank you, Tyler.
Roll call, Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Mrs. Cotter?
Aye. Motion carries.
Great. Really appreciated Tyler's work. And that's all I have this evening.
Okay, then we just have some announcements. On September 19th at 8:30 a.m., the Finance and Audit Committee will be meeting here at the Township Hall. And on September 26th, Family Fishing Day from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Hillmar Park. Please bring your fishing poles and a desire to fish. September 27th is the Ice Cream Social at McNamara Park. From 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., there will be free ice cream. If you can bring a dessert to share with the community, we would appreciate that. And then on September 30th at 6 p.m., the Technical Advisory Board will be meeting here at the Township Hall. And our next trustee meeting will be October 1st. Any other business? Okay. I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
I'd like to make a motion that we adjourn the meeting at 7:43 p.m.
I'll second.
Roll call, Mr. Engelson?
Aye.
Ms. Cotter?
Aye. Motion carries. We're now adjourned. Thank you very much.
Sure. Sure.